Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Let's talk about Mother's Day.
Boost your mornings with Fresh Breakfast on 102.9.
Hey, baby, let me see it. Baby. I just want to eat it.
So, Mother's Day is 3 days away, and we have a plan on Fresh Breakfast. And as Fresh Breakfast, we would love to celebrate and honor a hardworking mother, especially a single mother, especially a mother who really gets time to herself by providing her with a rare moment of relaxation, recognition, and inspiration. With that said, we want you to nominate a mother who most likely needs that break. Okay, we want you to send us a voice note in which you nominate a mother and share her story. We want to understand the sacrifices, the effort, and the hours she put in to take care of her kids and the household. Or if we're talking directly to you, we want you to nominate yourself. Use the hashtag Mother's Day when you submit your voice note. Initially, the plan was to be privy to these stories every day until today and announce the winning mother tomorrow. But, I mean, we are changing that. Things are fluid sometimes in this industry. And we will announce the mother next week, Monday. So what does the winning mother get and deserve? Well, this Mama Bear will be pampered. For once, she will be accorded a deserving break. The winning mother will win a spa voucher worth $1,000 Namibian, compliments of Meraki Wellness Center. Let's hear today's story on terms of why she deserves the break from us. Have a listen.
Good morning, Fresh Breakfast. So I'm going to nominate myself, and let me try and make this short as possible. I'm a mom of two boys, 11 and 7 years old. I do as well take care of my sister's daughter that I took when she was like 12 years old from my grandma, who used to raise her ever since she was born, because my sister has health issues and she's now 18 years old. And I as well do take care of their house nanny that I took when she was 17. She used to help me with the youngest boy by staying with the boy when I used to go to work. And I was working shifts at that time. So she would only come in when I'm going in to work. And the days that I'm off, she would not come in. So, but now she helps with the house chores because now she's a bit grown. And I pay her full salary, but she's part of the family now. Because she, now that the kids are grown up, she doesn't want to go back home because life back home is a bit hard, and I fully understand it. We all love her so much, and I appreciate that I have somebody that loves my kids like that, and I appreciate everything that she does for us and for the house itself. So she's now part of the family. She calls me auntie, you know, like we are relatives.
Yeah.
And me being a single mom that I am, who has recently went through a divorce, I fully take care of the kids financially without any assistance or whatsoever. Not only financially, in terms of, you know, taking care of kids in any other way, I do that on my own. And that is the reason why I'm nominating myself. And I myself and the kids have went through a lot, especially the elder boy. The fact that when I separated from my husband, he was now already, you know, like he could see, or he already knew what was going on, that I actually had to take the child for psychological help. But I'm so proud where we are at now and how good and happy everybody is. I do work around the clock to make sure that my kids are okay and everybody else in the house is fine, that they have food on the table, they have shelter, you know, and everything that needs to be fixed, I ensure that I'm there. Like they usually call me that, you know, like they would always say, like, I always find a solution for everything. So yeah, my kids look up to me for everything, basically. So I really need like a break from anything, everything else, you know, like mom duties and all that. So even if I do not win anything from Fresh or, you know, from the sponsors of this whole thing, I think this was a very good opportunity for me to reflect and just tap myself on the shoulder for the good work that I've done, not only for my kids, but, you know, like everyone else that stays in my house and myself, to be proud of myself. It's just a good feeling when I think about where we were at and where we are now and everything that I do to ensure that we are all fine, you know. So thank you so much and good luck to the winner. But honestly, this have made me to reflect and really just be proud of myself. Thank you so much.
All right, Maria. Well, we've got good news for you, Maria. You've been entered into the draw to that competition. Okay. Maria said something interesting here. She said she's divorced, and after the divorce, it has been tough, and she's the one that's taking care of the two kids. How? Why? I mean, so this guy just decided after the marriage, he doesn't have responsibilities to the kids anymore. Unless, of course, but we're just speculating. Stick around. 9:46, that's your time. We've got a traffic update coming up.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.